This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark. They're committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to their farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the latest USDA data is giving pork producers plenty to think about as they look towards next year. After a year of steady profitability, markets are showing a softer tone heading into the fall, but the fundamentals remain solid. The most recent hogs and pigs report we received before the shutdown provided a fresh look at inventories and production trends, suggesting a slightly tighter supply picture than analysts had anticipated. We'll find out more right after this.
Growmark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, Growmark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the Growmark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on Growmark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit Growmark.
Lee Schultz is chief economist at Ever.ag and says government reports that we've gotten recently are an important place to start when evaluating how the next few months in pork production could unfold. He said the latest numbers we received came as a little bit of a surprise.
That gave us inventories as of September 1 and then helped us kind of project those numbers 6 months to a year ahead as we kind of look at those slaughter supplies and kind of anticipating what those numbers are. And to summarize that report, you know, I would put it in the category of a bit of a shocker because, you know, not only did we see numbers below a year ago, which was a little bit of a surprise, but compared to pre-report expectations, as there's about seven analysts that were asked about, you know, what they expected the numbers to be, USDA came in much lower than those numbers.
Schultz says if those USDA figures hold true, pork supplies could begin to tighten as the year winds down. That could influence prices and shift how producers approach their marketing plans through early next year.
What USDA told us is actually till about mid-November, we could expect to see a few more supplies than compared to last year. But then as we kind of turn the corner into mid-November, kind of through February, as they help us with those pipeline supplies, that's where USDA says we're going to get, you know, tighter supplies to compared to a year ago.
While 2025 did bring some welcome relief and profitability, averaging around $20 per head, the industry has not moved to expand. Schultz says that restraint is intentional as producers focus on maintaining stability in the face of high costs and global uncertainty. And that's why we're seeing a little bit of headwind in the markets as they stand right now.
We're seeing high interest rates. We're seeing high building costs. We're also seeing uncertainty on the forefront as it relates to trade and how that could impact our individual operations. And so given all that, you know, we've not seen the expansion maybe that we historically would have in periods that we've seen some of this profitability. So there's been really overall restraint from producers, and that has certainly contributed here to the stronger prices and profits, the fact that we really haven't, you know, outpaced demand and seen an increase in supplies.
From a demand standpoint, exports remain a key strength, and domestic consumers are still showing plenty of interest in pork. The Checkoff-funded Taste What Pork Can Do campaign continues to help the industry reach more Americans and showcase pork's versatility in today's food market. You can stay informed with the National Pork Board and future insights from economists like Schultz by subscribing to updates at porkcheckoff.org. And you can find a link to that website on our own at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe and sign up for the e-newsletter that comes out Monday through Fridays at around 5 p.m. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.